his business to incredible levels out there in the Philippines. We want to say welcome to you tonight. You're obviously calling from the furthest country away. And then, of course, we've got our neighbor, Canada, who's also on the line. And everybody from coast to coast. It's so exciting. Every Monday night when we get on this call and people are fighting to get in on it, it blows my mind, especially since we just started doing these open calls just a few months back. And so I want to welcome everybody tonight. Tonight's going to be an unusual night. We're going to answer questions again. We are getting inundated with questions through the email that people would like for me to cover here on these Monday night conference calls. I also want to extend a welcome to those of you who are hearing me for the very first time. You are brought onto the call as a guest, and I want to give my disclosure just starting out. I am half Nicaraguan and a quarter of Italian, quarter Irish. Therefore, there's a little bit of heat in my blood and a little bit of passion that I think came through my bloodline or genes or whatever. The deal is this, is that when I get excited, I do talk fast and I do talk louder. So I'm going to apologize and ask you to forgive me in advance because some people just have a hard time with that. These calls are recorded, so you can listen to them later on tonight or early tomorrow morning online. In fact, you can listen to them 24/7 if you'd like to. And you can get those at DannyJohnson.com. Once you sign up as a free member, that membership currently is free. It will not be in the future, but for right now it is. And so take advantage of that free membership. There's over 30 hours of free training that is available on that site. So internationally, you all can listen to these calls. So if you have international businesses, you can turn people on to that site, which again is DannyJohnson.com, and build your businesses outside of your country if your company has access to doing that. So anyway, let's get on with this. As you heard, you already heard my story. Hans did a beautiful job sharing with you some of the places I've been. Let me tell you about when I first got started. I totally failed in my business. I was 19 years old when I was first introduced to network marketing and the direct sales industry, and I failed miserably. Couldn't sell anything, couldn't bring anybody into my business, couldn't get anyone even interested enough into listening to me. I was a big, fat failure, in my opinion. And after attending a training seminar, came out of that and learned everything that completely changed my entire life forever. That first seminar cost me a lot of money to be able to travel to and to pay for the fee to get into the thing. I think the whole weekend cost me around $1,500 by the time it was all said and done. And it was $1,500 that I did not have. And after attending that, came out and made $4,000 part-time in 8 days, brought in 25 brand new people into my business, which was 25 more than I did the whole 6 months combined. And so it made a huge difference. That investment in myself has paid millions since then. And this was 15 years ago, coming up on 15 years ago that I invested into myself. And so I can't encourage you enough to do that. And there is an opportunity where you can do that, where I know that your investment will pay back dividends for you as it has for hundreds and thousands of other people through the years. And coming up in Dallas, Texas, which I did hear a bunch of people on here saying, I'll see you in Dallas. We will be in Dallas, Texas, April 17th and 18th for our First Steps to Success training seminar, which there will be, in fact, we're already 50% capacity for that seminar. So if you have any idea that you are going, I suggest you get registered tonight. And the reason is we are already 50% full. And so and every single day, registrations are coming in. This is the first time it's happened this early on in the game for us to be this far reserved and booked out already. And so you certainly don't want to miss the opportunity to be there and get yourself registered right away. But anyway, so after I failed for the first 6 months, then I got the right kind of training and immediately started earning a six-figure income. Wound up getting married to my so-called dream man, which turned into a nightmare convict situation where he turned out completely embezzling me, stole everything from me. I lost everything, dignity, everything, dreams, all of it, not to mention I wound up with a $35,000 debt, 50 pounds overweight, completely living homeless on a beach. And luckily I was in Hawaii and not Oakland, California. But needless to say, I was terrified, scared, wondering who was going to steal the last bit of belongings that I had, and wound up so broke in every which way, shape, and form that I woke up Christmas Day on a beach with a whole bunch of people that I worked with in a bar and wound up just really kicking myself and yelling at myself that I allowed my life to get to where it was, that I allowed myself to listen to my excuses and my why nots And I sat at a pity party for weeks. In fact, December 13th is when I became homeless, and I wasn't, I didn't get unhomeless, if there's such a word, until January 5th. And so this was frightening. I'm 21 years old. I had just finished being at the top of the mountain earning $20,000 a month to losing it all. And so I know that many of you on the call don't even have a clue of what that feels like. And then there's some of you on the call that do. Whether you are the one that understands or you don't understand is neither here nor there. But what is here is this. Are you going to allow excuses and preconceived ideas and a closed mind stop you from reaching your full potential? That's the question I have, because that's what stopped me. I allowed a closed mind due to a bad experience. I closed my mind to any opportunity. I had a ton of excuses as to why I was fat and broke and in debt. And I bought those excuses from December 13th till the 25th of December until something snapped, and I believe it was God slapping me on the head, saying, get up, girl, and go. Oh, that kind of reminds me of something. Pick up your mat and walk. And that's really what it was. I did. I went and picked up my mat, and I walked, man, and I walked about a mile to get to my car, and I drove angry at what I had done with my life and decided to get serious, and the next day started a business, put up a flyer up at a payphone booth. I had no product. I had not even a picture of product. Got a guy to give me a voicemail number without receiving payment. In 3.5 hours, got 25 phone calls to my voicemail. Returned those phone calls after writing a script, sold 24 out of 25 people on a weight loss product that I did not know much about. And they wrote me checks. In fact, 40 people in 4 days wound up giving me checks for $125 for nothing in return besides a receipt that I bought at the grocery store, a little receipt book for $2.50. So anyway, you know what? No matter what the odds are, if you have no excuses, you're mad enough, you're serious enough, and you're open-minded enough, you can make a change in your life that will dramatically change the entire course of your life as well as your family's life. I would not be married to the man I'm married today. I wouldn't have the 5 beautiful children that I have today had I did not make a serious decision about my life on that day. And so I encourage you, no matter where it is in your life, whether you want to get out of debt, you want to lose weight, you want to get better health, you want to have more security, you want to travel more, you want to have more of a good time, you want to meet more people, you want to break through your barriers of not liking everything in your life and actually start living life to the fullest instead of letting it beat you up. If you're in that place in your life where you feel, no, I have not had enough adventure, I haven't learned anything new in 20 years, hey, if you are any bit of those dissatisfied places, then you've come to the right phone call. And you're not going to be sold anything tonight. This is not representing any company or any product other than a product that would help you further your life to a better place, which means that's just what this conference call is all about, and it's free. So there you go. So anyway, I have a stack of emails sitting right here in front of me. And for the next 20 minutes, I'm going to go through these emails, and then for the last half hour of this call, we are going to open it up and let everybody ask questions as long as the lines are not too crazy. I'm going to first start with David Greer, because I heard he is on the phone from North Carolina. I got to meet David out in Sacramento a couple weeks ago. He came to the seminar and was a sweet blessing to everybody that was there. Okay, so his question was this. He says, what do you say when I reach a voicemail or an answering machine? Now, David, I've given a script on this conference call prior to you ever hearing about me. And if you go to my website, you can go ahead and listen to that and maybe transcribe it. But you can say something to the tune of this. You know, if you're leaving a voicemail message, you want to leave that message to be kind of upbeat, direct to the point, and clear. And so I'll leave a message saying something like this. I'll say, hi, my name is Danny Johnson, just calling you back. You wanted some information concerning a home-based business. My telephone number is da-da-da-da-da-da. And my website is blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah. And I'll say, and I got started just 60 days ago, and this is what's happened to our business so far. And I'll give a little testimony, or let's say that you don't quite have financial testimony, a personal testimony for the public, or how you feel about the testimony of your upline. So give a compelling story, because facts tell and stories sell. Now, I don't know if you've purchased the North Carolina CD in a financial situation that you're in, but I will tell you this, that they will pay dividends as they have for so many other people. When you can listen to those CDs over and over and over again It gets ingrained into you. Your skill level will begin to rise, David. And I know that you have a strong desire to eventually get out of that job someday and be able to make a great income and even more secure income with your network marketing business. And I do remember, David, you are, I believe, an electrician. And so anyway, he's probably laughing by now. Anyway, so I hope that helps you. And then the other thing is that he says he's also been counseled a few privacy services but don't have the required access number. Are these people not interested, or would you suppose they prefer contact by email or through the mail? Well, go ahead and try through email. If they have responded to an advertisement via email, then you can go ahead and email to them. I really wouldn't worry about sending them something in the mail until you see how serious they are, because, you know, oftentimes that stuff winds up going in the trash and you don't want to waste your time or your money. Okay, let's move on to the next one here. This is from Sandy Krakowski. And Sandy, I am praying for your health. That's what I will tell you. But here's a question from her. She says, when calling someone who has already been receiving some great automated info, and through their company they've got some good sales copy, she says, do you go into asking them more questions, or do you introduce yourself when you make the call as Danny, who has been sending them email information about the home-based business opportunity they asked about, and then review with them the info that you have already sent? Absolutely not, Sandy. I don't know if you've gotten my CDs or not. I can't remember. I think you might have. This is what I do. If you guys have a business opportunity where you have autoresponders, meaning somebody has responded to an advertisement, they now filled out a lead capture form. That lead capture form that now triggers your autoresponder, which means once a week these people are going to get an email that is some kind of sales copy encouraging them to go back to the website or encouraging them to purchase product or get started in the business. This is what we've done because we have worked with systems like that before, and they're beautiful. But here's the fallout of those systems. Just depending on those systems is not creating a solid foundation of a business that will last. It's actually building a business on quicksand, and as soon as the storm comes, that sucker's gone. And I mean gone. So this is what we do. Whenever we have a lead capture form, collect a lead, we're going to call those people immediately. And as soon as I get that email, I'm on the phone talking to that person, and I'm going to get on the phone, this is my question to them. And by the way, we just now have available this script, in fact, is on a CD, and it's called Prospecting Leads, okay? It's a call that I did on prospecting cold leads, which this would qualify as a cold lead. And so what you would do is I call the person back. In fact, I should pull my script out. And this is what I say. I say, hi, Sandy, this is Danny. I'm returning your call. And let it go from there. What can I do for you is my next question. And I'll mention that, you know, you responded to wanting to gain some more information about a home-based business. So, Sandy, what can I do for you? And I'll let them ask me questions, and that will tell me whether or not they read information, if they went to the website or anything like that. And then I immediately go into my script that is on that CD. It's a brand new product on my site. And so it's going to say, I will start interviewing them right away. Absolutely. I would start asking the questions, are you currently working from home? What do you do for a living? How long? Do you like it? What do you not like about it? Are you thinking of replacing your current income or just supplementing it? Questions like this, Sandy, because I want my prospect to tell me everything that there is to know about them so that I know how better to serve them in this opportunity. I'm not looking to just blah all over them and give them a sales pitch. What I'm looking to do is to find out what their needs are so that my business opportunity can fill them if my business opportunity can fill them, and if and only if, Sandy, they are qualified to work with me. And so that's how I go about it. So, no, I don't just pick up. I never, ever. In fact, I don't recommend any of you do this, that any of you pick up the phone to call a lead and you just immediately start selling them something. Listen, guys, that is the oldest trick in the book, and that is not what we are raising up here with Total Health Seminars. This is about raising up a professional level of marketers. Whether you are in direct sales or network marketing or a home-based business, I don't care. There's all kinds of companies represented on the phone here right now. You never get on the phone with somebody and start pitching them your deal. You are not a salesperson. And you've got to get that in your head, because so many people start in business and they immediately put on this sales thing. And I don't get it at all, man. I've coached a lot of people. I'm like, have you ever done sales before? And they say, no. Then why are you trying to now? Listen, I'm asking you guys, have you ever done sales before? If you haven't, then why are you trying now? Don't. And if you have, then let me take you to a whole nother level of sales. Many of you have gotten the email that Hans sent out of the gentleman who spent 20 years in sales, going to all kinds of sales-like trainings and learn how to be a slick, slimy, snake oil salesman. How's that for some S's? Don't do that, guys. That's not what this business is about, man. You are running a company, so act like it. You're getting on the phone, and you want to interview this person to see if they have the qualities of the person that you are looking to align yourself with in a partnership for your new business, to see if they can handle a distribution channel. And that's it. I hope that helps you, Sandy. And, again, I am praying for your health. Girl, just keep your chin up. Then we have Connie Harmon here. She says, if you were working leads with a 10-series autoresponder and the person tells you on the phone that they are not interested in your opportunity but do not opt out on the email series, do you let the series of autoresponder letters continue or do you stop them yourself? It doesn't cost you anything to let them continue. And you never know. You could have caught that woman on her menstrual cycle. Did I say that? That is really bad. You could have caught the lady during her PMS time, okay? Or the kids are screaming, the dog is barking, the tub and the toilet are overflowing. Are you with me? You could have caught her on a bad day. Now, so if she hasn't opted out to no longer have the autoresponders, then, hey, let them continue. It is her responsibility to take herself off that list. And so, no, don't go to the hassle of doing that. If she called and said, please take me off, then that's a whole other story. You want to honor that. But if she didn't say, please take me off, then don't worry about it. Then here's another one. I hope that helps you, Connie. When you do not get an answering machine or no one answers the phone, how long do you continue to call the lead and how often do you try to reach them? Well, Connie, if you have time to worry about all the people that weren't home, that means you don't have enough leads to call. And so typically, honestly, I will make that contact to make that phone. But you know what I do is I burn through phone numbers each day, and I'm looking for fresh new leads every single day because I want what's hot, fresh, and new. And so I'm going to get on the phone and bam, 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 talk to people on the phone. And if I miss them, I miss them. Sorry. And the other thing is that if you don't have enough leads and you've got the time to try to call that person, call them at a different time of the day. Maybe you'll catch them. Maybe you won't. Maybe they have caller ID and they're looking at that yet your number going, I don't know them and I'm not going to ever answer the phone. So you just never know. Okay, here's another one. This is from Tammy Carney. She says, my other half, which is her husband, who she dearly loves, is supportive to a point. She says that I will have to quit her business by April 1st if I don't show an improvement or start making any money. I have been in her company since June of 2003, but have been actively working it since October. Now, this cracks me up. Tammy, listen to me. In fact, everybody on the phone, listen to me. Listen to me carefully. This cracks me up. Because if Tammy started a little coffee shop in October, because June doesn't count. I don't care if you sign an application in June. Your first day of business started the first day you worked your business. And so she said she started actively working her business in October. So, and this email came in March, okay? This came at the beginning of the month. Sorry, by the way, Tammy, that this is as soon as I was able to get back to you. Isn't that a crack up? So October to March is 6 months, right? Right, barely. Okay, here we go. So let's say you invest $50,000 into a coffee shop. Isn't it absolutely absurd to think that you would actually start making money in 6 months? Yes, it is, because business tells us that it's 5 years before you see a profit. That's what business tells us. And why in the world do people look at this business any other different? Let me tell you why. Ignorance, lack of understanding, absolute in the dark, not understanding that this is a true, viable business opportunity. And this is the part that just drives me crazy about some people in the network marketing industry. Because people get in, and if they don't see income in three months, they're out of here. Oh, man, did you ever just totally make the biggest mistake of your life? Unless, of course, it was a total scam. Then you didn't make a big mistake, but you better be looking for something else. And let me tell you why. Listen, this is what you got when you signed up in your network marketing business. You contracted in a fully sufficient company. You contracted in a multi-million dollar executive staff. That's what you got for your application when you signed up. You bought a multi-million dollar executive staff who was running the company and carrying the burden of millions of dollars in overhead every single month. You also contracted in a corporate headquarters, filled with all the furnishing, desks, da-da-da-da-da, computers, IT department, customer service, order takers, warehousemen, hello? You also contracted in, let's say you work with a nutritional company, you contracted in doctors, specialists, pharmaceutical labs, manufacturing plants, and growers that grow the stuff that they compact into those little tablets that we swallow every day. Hello? You contracted in legal counsel on two accounts. If it's a product that people ingest, you have a legal counsel that you bought when you signed that application to make sure that the products are compliant with the FDA and the FTC. You got products that scientists have just totally analyzed to make sure that they are safe for the public to take. And you have legal counsel to make sure that you're compliant business-wise with the government, with the district attorney generals, with all of those people. This is also what you got when you signed that application. You got people that wrote the brochures, the sales copywriters that built the websites and all the literature that is provided, plus the legal counsel had to make sure all that literature was compliant with the government. You also got the legal counsel and the brains behind the company that wrote that compensation plan. That's what you got. And some of us paid $10. Some of us paid $50. Some of us paid nothing. And here we expect to see a profit in 6 months. Why? Because we didn't pay enough for everything that we got in our business. You see, a business person is going to look at what they gained. They're going to look at the leverage that they have in this type of a business and say, wow, that's all it cost me and I get all that? I'm going to run on this thing. All we have to do is be a sales channel. All we have to do is hire, train, and manage a marketing force of people that are going to spread the word about your product or service throughout the country or in other parts of the world. That's it. And so what I'm saying is have, Tammy, a realistic picture here. The realistic picture is this. Unfortunately, the network marketing industry has for many years sold us a bill of goods by saying, it's easy, anyone can do it. That's a lie straight from the pit of hell. Does it get easier the better you get at it? No question about it. But it is not an easy business, just like if I were to open a Starbucks, that wouldn't be an easy thing either. If there was not somebody there to train me how to make those double latte, or double espresso lattes, or whatever it is, I don't even go to that place, then I would fail. Just like people get started in network marketing and they expect to just walk in and know how to do it. Cracks me up. If you were to purchase a McDonald's franchise, which would cost you $2 million, and you just walked in with no training, the doors are open, boom, you walk in. How in the world are you supposed to know how long those french fries are supposed to cook? How in the world are you supposed to know how often you're supposed to flip those burgers? You don't unless you get the proper training for someone to walk you through that multi-million-dollar business. Tammy, have you invested in yourself yet to have somebody walk you through this multi-million-dollar business that you're sitting on? There you go. She says to me also, and I hope I wasn't too hard, but I hope I was clear. In fact, she's like, I wish my husband was on the phone. I could just hear it now. Will you talk to my husband, please? Okay, and then here she goes on to say that she's got 5 children, just like me, and that he's the only one bringing the money in. I completely understand. So, Tammy, you got to learn fast how to make a profit so you can purchase your own leads and not dip into the family income. That's just what it has to be. You're going to have to make the investment in yourself. Quit putting money in places that are just costing you money and not seeing a return. That's what I did for the first 6 months, went $25,000 in debt. And once I stopped, the only reason why I stopped going into debt was because I took one more chance and I invested into me, training me on how to get better at the business. And that made all the difference in the world. And Tammy, I hope to see you in Dallas, Texas, because that will be the deciding factor for your business. There's no question, I promise you, you'll come back making money, and your husband will start having fun cashing those checks. Could it be in one sense that they can hear the stress in my voice? She's saying that she's trying too hard with calling people. No question, no doubt about it. We can try too hard. It is our emanations that come through the phone. It's the fear and the stress that comes over the phone that causes the prospect to say no. And that's if you're like getting 100 no's at a time. Then there's something wrong. But if you're getting 10 no's at a time, that's normal. Then she says, he has told me to get a few expensive leads, but there are bills to pay. I know. The thing that I will tell you to do is get some expensive training. And once you get that training, then you come back and invest in those kinds of leads. If you don't have the training, I suggest you don't invest into those leads because they're just going to cost you money and you're not going to benefit from it. Okay, here's another one. This lady tells me she's at a manager level in a company. She says, I'm having a block when it comes to recruiting over the phone. The company has great tools. My sponsor and Upline, both male, are very willing to do calls with me, but quite honestly, I freeze when I know they are listening in. They are great, but I do really feel intimidated by this. Is there any hope for me, do you think? Absolutely, girl. In fact, Renee, I don't know if you've listened to the CDs from North Carolina or if you obviously have not been to a First Step seminar, because if you had, this question wouldn't be an issue. You'd be showing them your stuff. Anyway, yes, I had dyslexia when I first started in this business. God has healed me of that since then. But I was terrible on the phone. And so, yes, there is hope for you, just like there was hope for me. I strongly suggest getting all the training that you can from places that you are not intimidated by so that you can start branching out and getting good at your business. I see that you do have a desire, and what you got to do is just get underneath the training that you need to help you bust through this barrier, because if you're hungry, you're going to do whatever it takes to be able to succeed. Here's another one. How does the no-call list affect our calling prospects? I had to ask my husband what that meant. The answer to that question is this. They need to ask the company they are buying a list from, because I cannot advise or answer them on that one. You have to talk to the place where you're getting your leads. But if they are receiving their leads from a quality source, then there should be no problem at all, because those people are requesting to be contacted with information. So Janet LaRock from Wisconsin, I know who you are, by the way. Janet, I had you on a conference call last night. Hopefully that's helpful. Okay, then we got one of my favorites, Roberta Maddox, on the phone here tonight, and her question. She said that she's not normally a participant of a booth-like setting, but she went to a booth site with Kathy, who I also know, and there were 17 vendors there. Now the question is this: in a setting where there are nothing but home biz opportunities, I found that most of them did not make a decision that day, and they won't do that, Roberta, so that's totally normal. They usually don't. And she says, and one or two felt it was overwhelming to have 17 choices. When would you follow up with these types of suspects, prospects? She says, I found myself, I'm not going to read that. Thank you, by the way, Roberta, for telling people about the site. I appreciate it. Okay, so here's the deal. Call now, Roberta, and do what you've been taught. Build a rapport. Interview them. Ask them what they liked about the event that they went to, with checking out all those different vendors, and what drove them to even go to some kind of a fair or... Okay, it says Work at Home Mom Fest. Okay, so that was some kind of a fest. I understand what it was. Okay, so here's the deal. Call them immediately and build a rapport. You have to stand out. You have to be a breed above, a breed apart, which means you want these people to talk about themselves and use the scripts that I gave you in Sacramento. Not physically gave you, because I haven't released those yet, but as far as my words, I told you what they were. And again, they're on my site. The CD, the new CD that we came out with, Prospecting, that is on there. And Roberta, you've heard me say it a million times, so I know you know how to do it. So you just call them and say, hi, this is Roberta Matt. This is Roberta, and I'm calling you back. What can I do for you? You requested information about a home-based business. Tell me, what drove you to go to that work-at-home mom fest and just get them talking about themselves and their children and their needs and da-da-da-da-da? So I'd call them immediately and just stand out, because the rest of the women that are going to be calling those girls are going to be selling them. You don't sell them, Roberta. You make them feel like you're their best friend. Okay, here's another one. And it's 7:32. I'm going to go for three more minutes on these. How do I respond to someone who answers the phone and asks, who do you want? If the person is not at home, how do you reply to what is it about? Okay, so this is it. So if I get on the phone, and the first thing I do is this. So let's say they go ring, ring. I say, hi, Tassel is the name. Hi, Tassel. And if they say, no, this isn't Tassel, she's not home. Oh, okay, well, this is Danny. I'm returning your call. That's it. My number is da-da-da-da-da. There you go. Or do you know when is a better time for me to get a hold of her? So if they say, well, what is it about? Oh, I'm just returning your call. She called about some information, had some questions for me, so I'm just getting back to her. So could you just go ahead and let her know that I called her back? Okay, great. Thanks a lot. Bye. You stay in control of the conversation by asking questions. Notice that I said, she called me. I'm returning her call. Could you just please let her know that I called her back? And trust me, they're going to go, oh, yeah, sure, okay, goodbye. And she said, how do you respond to the person who tells you about his business when you were the one who called to get him yours? Well, if there was a spirit of him trying to pitch you, it is goodbye, see you later, have a nice day, and good luck, buddy. That is my response. God bless you, man. And I would send him to my website because he needs some professional training if he's going to be unprofessional. And that way, if he was just calling you to recruit you, then, I don't really particularly appreciate that kind of a approach. But that's okay because there's some people that like to fish in those kinds of ponds. I personally don't. I've had sales forces stolen from me, and I personally don't appreciate it. So I wouldn't be one of those to call somebody else's sales force and try to steal them. Just not my kind of thing to do. Anyway, so how do you respond to that person? I would say, you know what, thanks so much for your time. God bless you. Have an awesome day. Goodbye. All right, one more minute. She says, I am doing, she? Stephen Laurie Monson. Oh, I know who they are also. She says, I am doing the leads with Kayla and having great success with the interview process on the first call. The people are wanting to go on to the next step to see the PowerPoint presentations. They schedule an appointment, and they are not there. Few actually let me know they are going to make it. They seem genuinely excited, so I don't know if life just gets in the way or what. I'm wondering if this is just people's nature because they don't see the value like I do, or if I am doing something wrong. Guess what? Stephen Laurie, you are not doing something wrong. And if you want more numbers, and this is awesome, she goes on to say, on the first call, I make sure they know I'm putting this on my schedule and ask them to put it on their calendar. And if there's an emergency that comes up, then be sure to let each other know. She says, is there anything else that my team and I can do to have them be at that appointment? The presentations I do, I have a huge success rate, so I would love to have majority of the people show up for their appointment. Okay, when you're dealing with cold leads and we're talking about all over the phone, the thing I will tell you is that the law of averages is much lower, and you just have to expect that. So the thing I'm going to tell you is more people. In fact, double and triple book some of those appointments knowing that some people are just not going to show up. That's part of it. You know, so, and you know what your numbers are. And Lori, what I want you to do is figure out what are your numbers and then see, is that acceptable? You know, how many, I want you to see how many people that you schedule and how many people actually show up and then figure out how many you actually do close. And then email me and let me know what those are, and I'll tell you if they look good. It sounds to me that you're doing a great job of interviewing that person, getting them talking about themselves. It sounds like you've got some great technique with having them write it down, da-da-da-da-da. Some people, honey, are just flakes. And if you can truly find what their need is, then you can truly get them to that presentation. I personally like to take them to some kind of a presentation immediately while I have them hot breathing on the phone because some people just forget, especially phone appointments. People forget those kinds of things. And that's just the nature of the beast. Nobody has a 100% show-up rate show up for a web presentation or reading literature or whatever. So I think you're on the right track. Go ahead and email me what your numbers are, and I'll address it maybe on a future call. Okay, I said I was only going to do this for a couple more minutes. Okay, it says, do you know of anybody in network marketing who became successful by doing this? They made a one-year plan or a six-month plan of walking up to 25 or 50 or 100 total strangers a day and said something like, are you open-minded about making money? Please tell me what you know about that. Well, to be honest with you, Charles, yes, I do. I do know some people who have successfully done that, and I know some people who have failed miserably doing that. But I know people on both sides. And so really the bottom line is this, is that you need to set forth a plan, and what you will find if walking up to 25 strangers a day or 50 or 100 is the way you want to build this business, there's been lots of other people in the past who have done it that way and done it successfully. And if that's the method that you like to do, then you, by golly, go for it. And if you're getting great results doing it, then you absolutely do it. This is your business. Build it the way you want to build it. Find your niche, find your flow, and just swim right in there with it. And you'll notice that you'll find what works for you. Okay, and then Karen, you left me a very lengthy email, and I appreciate this email. And the thing is that there's no way I could ever answer this on a conference call or back in an email. This takes, and Karen's asking, Karen has some serious barriers about, she has a desire to make a lot of money, but she has some serious barriers about charging people. She says she believes that everyone should be rich, but she has a serious issue with taking their money in exchange for a very good product. Karen, you need to come and see me at First Steps to Success desperately. Absolutely desperately, I will tell you this. These are internal barriers that on a conference call are not going to be set free. You can talk to the thousands of other people who've been set free concerning this exact barrier that you have, and it's going to take more than an email, more than a conference call. It is going to take a First Steps to Success experience, and if you truly want to get to that place where you desire, then you are going to topple over every one of your excuses and see me in Dallas, Texas, April 17th and 18th. And I promise you, you'll get kicked right over that barrier. Ooh, I have one last question and I'm done. Okay, here we go. This is from Kimberly Henry. Kimberly asked a question about regarding cross-recruiting. She says, I wonder about genuine networking between home-based business opportunities. I often will call someone I met at a show and suggest we meet or share our businesses with one another. If they have a product or service that I can use, I will, and I have used them. And many of those folks are potential customers for my business. I am not trying to cross-recruit necessarily, but I am looking for customers. This does not seem unethical to me. Your thoughts. Okay, Kimberly, it all depends, on, number one, on the matter of the heart and what the outcome that you are truly looking for. And that you can only answer. God is the judge of our hearts. I can't judge that. What I will say is this. There's lots of networking groups out there. In fact, I have some friends of mine who are very heavily into a networking group that is very, very powerful. And their sales immediately went up by thousands of dollars by getting involved in these networking groups where one from each industry was able to be represented. So, like, if someone sold vitamins, it could have one person representing vitamins. One person sells real estate, one person from real estate, one person from mortgage banking, one banker, one insurance broker, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, whatever businesses that were in town, they all get together at 7:30 in the morning, have breakfast, and talk about their business. Hey, there ain't nothing wrong with networking at all. You know, you're talking about mixers for the, what is that place called? Chamber of Commerce. I really suggest getting involved in those kinds of groups, no question, and sharing and networking your products like that. There's no question about it. Kimberly, what you are responding to is a question that I answered for Sue Seward, who had come across many people who were just responding to her advertisement to recruit her into the business. That is wrong. And they were going after her to recruit her into a business. Certainly not, hey, let's get together, talk about each other's products, and see if maybe you may know people or I may know people that we can help each other out. I don't see anything wrong with that. But the way that Sue Seward was being approached, yes, for me anyway, because I don't believe in stealing people's sales forces. I get it. They're done. I'm done with all those emails. Now I'm going to open up the lines. And listen, if you guys have, like, dishes being ran in the background, you know, laundry being done, your husband or wife has the television on, they're watching Friends right now, if there's any kind of real heavy background noise, or even if you're on a cell phone, I need you to press *6. Our lines are maxed out again tonight, and they've been that way for a while, and we were working on that, trying to get some more lines so that we can fit more people on the phone. But we want to make this call great for everybody. So *6 if you have a lot of background noise going on. If you're in a quiet place, don't worry about it. And I'm going to open the floor for any questions that you guys have that you want me to answer. All I want you to do is state your name and where you're calling from. Do not tell me about your company or your product. That's not what this conference call is for. This is to focus on you and your raising your abilities in your business. Okay, so hold on. I'm going to unmute the lines.
Excellent. Hello?
Okay, we're here. We're live.
Jenny.
Yes, who's that?
This is Saul in California.
Hi, Saul.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Good.
My question is, did we ever attempt to actually close a prospect on the first phone call with them?
That's a great question. You know what? There are times when I do and there's times when I don't. It all depends on what their temperature is, if you can imagine a temperature gauge.
Uh-huh.
It depends on where they're at. I mean, I've had leads where, you know, I'll purchase some very expensive leads that were lead-specific, meaning company-specific leads that I ran through various different venues. And I call those people and I'll say, hi, Saul, this is Danny. Just calling you back. What can I do for you? And Saul says, I'm ready to get started. I've had that happen many, many times with some phenomenal leads. And so in that case, hello, all I need is your name, address, and credit card number. So, yes, in that case, I'm going to close the person right there first time on the phone. That person already went through my website. You know what I mean? The advertising directed them to a website, directed them to, you know, a pre-recorded call or whatever. And by that time, their temperature's at 90 already, and they're just ready for me to take their order. In other cases, it could be a very cold lead. Let's say I bought a bunch of dirt cheap leads. And depending on what kind of a rapport I hit it off with that person right away, that would determine whether or not I could close them immediately on the phone.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, so it's not really the norm to try and close someone on the first call.
Certainly not a cold lead. No way. And if it was warm market, let's say if I was working an opportunity, which I have, where I do home presentations or meetings in hotels or one-on-one presentations, and it's mostly warm market,
right.
I am in no way going to spill my guts on the first call. What I'm going to do on that first call is try to find their needs, interview them. Saul, as I know, you've gotten those CDs from North Carolina, right?
Actually, they're on order now.
Oh, right on. Okay, well, then you'll be way up to speed once you listen to those, because that is the bottom line foundation of everything that you've been asking me all these months. Once I get them and I find their need, then when I meet with them, I'm going to show them the whole presentation, and at that point, I'll go ahead and attempt to close them if they're ready. And if they're not, then I just put more information on their hand and stick them in an autoresponder, and ta-da.
Right.
So it's up to them at that point.
Right.
Okay. Anybody else out there with a question or a comment?
It's Roberta from Florida.
Hey, girl.
Ohio.
What can I do for you, Roberta?
When you have an associate that is preparing to get started, and even after 30 days, they're still preparing to get started.
Roberta, you know the answer to this question.
No, wait. And then they call you, and then they say, well, I'm ready to get started. I just bought leads.
Oh, God. And?
And you're already ready to kick them to the curb.
Okay, let me give you some guidelines. This, and Roberta, I know that... I know you, and I know that you're looking for some, you know, good direct answers because you don't like playing around. You just want to cut to the chase, man. Let's get on with it. This is my sequence of events, okay? This is always for the last 15 years that my sequence of events have been. If they are not going to get training, I don't want them doing anything else. Because if they are not going to make the commitment to getting themselves trained, then they will fail in their business. And I do not want any failures. That's the way I see it. And so what I would tell that person is this. This is your next step. Purchasing leads is not your next step. Your next step is that you need to get on this Monday night conference call at 7 p.m. California time. You need to take notes. You need to purchase these CDs on this website so that you can get some training. Or you need to go to Dallas, Texas. Once you do that, then we will know whether or not you're serious about building your business. And after that, you'll be equipped to build your business with the least amount of mistakes. So at
Thank
that
you.
Point, if this guy or gal had not made the commitment to invest in a training, but they bought leads, guess, tell me, Roberta, what do you think? What do you think the chances are that he's actually going to call them?
Very low.
There you go. And that's the truth. That is the absolute truth. He doesn't know what to say. He doesn't believe in the opportunity. He doesn't even know what the opportunity is all about. All he knows is that he bought something. So, anyway, that's what I would say. I would. In fact, I've done this before, Roberta, as I've given people ultimatums. Listen, if you don't get on this conference call, I can't work with you. Roberta, you remember the guy that gave me the ultimatum?
Yes.
That's what changed my life. When he said, if you don't do what I tell you to do, I can't work with you and I can't help you. I carry my 50 bricks, you carry yours. Together we're gonna take this whole load straight to the top of the mountain. And so I will know if you follow through with what I show you to do, then I'll give you the next step. If you don't, I'm sorry, I can't give you the next bite. So, does that help you, Roberta?
Very much so.
Okay, you're awesome. Okay, anybody else have another question out there?
Yes. This is Paul Gene Dakin from Dayton, Ohio.
Hello, what can I do for you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, you're such a great speaker. What about those of us who don't talk as fast as entertainingly as you do?
I'm sorry.
How important is rate of speech and, you know what I mean?
You know what? This is an awesome, awesome question. I really appreciate this question because I know a lot of people compare themselves to other people who are successful, and they size themselves up and say, I don't measure up. I don't think I could do this. And what I want to tell you is this, is I did not start off this way, is what I will tell you. This is after 15 years, okay? The other thing I'm going to tell you is that you have to be you, and you have to be the best at being you. And if the best at being you is speaking slower than I do, then that's the best that you can do, and you'll get better results with you being you instead of you trying to be me. Because
thank
people
you.
Don't like fake people, and they can tell if you're being fake.
I can't talk that fast anyway.
Well, and don't even try. But if you're being real, then people can identify with a real person, and they don't feel intimidated by a real person. Okay, so just be you and be the best at it. Obviously, you want to have some kind of a script that you have available. And again, I don't know, is this your first time on the phone with me?
Actually, yes. It's the first time I've been able to get home because I work Monday night.
Okay. Well, then I encourage you to learn all that you can, work on your skill. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter how fast you say it. It matters how you say it, meaning that there's conviction in your voice, not rate of speed, of speech and all that kind of stuff. Just be yourself. I promise you that'll pay off a whole lot more than you trying to become something that you're not.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Anybody out there with a question or a comment? Going once.
I have a question.
Okay, who are you?
I'm Michelle from California.
Hi, Michelle. What can I do for you?
Okay, I have a question. Actually, I received this from an associate. She had joined up with me, and she's been with me for less than a month.
Uh-huh.
She stated that she didn't think she could be, you know, in business anymore, and that she needed to get her priorities in order first.
Uh-huh.
And to my way of thinking, I'm thinking, okay, if I get my priorities in order first, then I'm not going to pertain to my business. So I don't know how I go about to answer her back.
Okay, I got two answers for you because these are two different issues. Number one, was she really in business if she's been in for less than a month?
No.
Okay, there you go. This is what I call this, sweetheart. It's called a fast fold. She changed her mind. That's what happened, and she gave you an excuse. Now, let me address the issue about priorities. I am a firm believer in keeping your priorities straight first, and therefore that takes time management. And I don't know if I'm going to see you in Dallas or not. I don't know what kind of financial situation that you're in, but I encourage you to get some more information from my site, because I believe that that when you keep your priorities in order, and I don't know what your spiritual beliefs are at all, but I'll just throw this out there to you. I keep my God first, my spouse second, my children, and there are five of them, next, and then my business comes after that. And what I find is that when I treat my children with the same level of respect and honor in keeping an appointment. Let's say, for example, there was a time in my life between 5 and 6 was my dinner hour with my children, and nothing interrupted that time. Unless there was an emergency, a bone sticking out, blood or something like that, nothing interrupted that time with my children. Meaning if the phone rang, I don't care if I missed a multi-million-dollar deal, I'm not answering the phone. And so the same applies for this conference call that I'm doing with you right now. Okay, my children know from 7 to 8 o'clock, unless there's a bone sticking out, don't try. They're going to have to deal with their own issues, and this is mommy's time to work mommy's business, just like I gave them the same respect and honor, meaning that I'm not mixing my business with my children. I'm giving them their time, and I give my business its time. And what I found out was this. When you keep these priorities in order, you put your God first, your spouse second, your children next, guess what? When you're doing your business, you have a 100% focus in building that business, and it flourishes faster because God's the only one that's going to put favor on that business of yours. And do you realize this? We are in a business that is so awesome to me, and that business says this, that our efforts get multiplied without us. We start the process just like a farmer sows seed, but it's up to really the Creator to cause that thing to grow like wildfire. And so the reality is this, yes, you get out what you put into this thing, but at the same time, if you keep these priorities straight, you're not going to fight with your husband, you're not going to feel like you're neglecting your children, and when you work your business, you'll work it with 100% fervor and focus. And you'll get a whole lot more out of the hours you put into your business if you keep your priorities straight than if you don't. So I hope that's of help to you.
Yeah, I got your point, because it's basically what I do. I get on the computer in the morning, so that's kind of basically my time, but I get the kids out first while the computer's warming up.
Yeah.
So I'm basically doing the same
then
thing.
Then you're doing it right.
I fixed before I even got on this call this time.
Yep. There you go. That's a good job. Okay, I have time for one more question. Anybody, last question out there.
Danny?
Yes, who's that?
This is Saul in California again.
Okay, Saul.
You know, I have a comment I'd like to make.
Sure.
I never considered myself a religious person, although I always believed in the higher power and
mm-hmm.
God.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided, I went to your website, and I listened to your February 29th Christian-based training call just to see what that was about.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got to say, it opened so many things up inside of me that I guess have been buried for so long. And I just would want to say to anybody, if they've had any failures in the past and not sure why they failed, or if they're really trying to figure out how to get to where they want to go with this business, I would strongly suggest they listen to that training call on your website, because it is just, this is amazing.
Mm. Saul, thank you, and you made me cry.
Oh.
Thanks a lot. Hey, Saul, check out my site now. I did a call last night, same base, it's biblically based, on fear.
Is that right?
Yes, and I think that would also be a very beneficial call for you as well as everybody else on this. Everybody battles with fear, and I went through 500 scriptures again. Every topic I pick, for some reason, has 500 references. So I went through 500 references again, and it was a very, very powerful call, and I believe that you'll have the same kind of response where there'll be a lot of stuff unleashed in you that you didn't even know was locked up.
Well, I'll definitely listen to that.
That'll be awesome.
Wow.
Right on. Gosh, thank you so much, Saul.
Danny?
Yes.
Hello?
You.
Danny?
Yes.
This is Carol from Oklahoma City.
There's two people. All right, the woman did come in first. I'm sorry. Who was that?
Hi, this is Carolyn from Oklahoma City.
Hi, Carolyn.
And
what can I do for you?
I started my business in the first month, and my husband and I plan to attend the Dallas Vincent is to start out our business, and I'm looking excited to it. I guess you learn a lot more there than just getting online.
Oh, yeah.
And your help calls, right?
You betcha, girlfriend.
Okay.
It's like an IV.
Danny?
Right.
Danny? This is Robert from Riverside, California.
Hi, Robert.
Yeah, in touch of everybody on this call, as well as I have been to her seminar in Sacramento. I do suggest that anybody go to any one of your seminars. I also bought your CDs as well. And what I got out of your seminar wasn't so much just to go there and build my business. I actually ended up coming out of there with an understanding of being able to have more fulfillment in my life, not just in my business.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Robert, for making that comment. I really appreciate
it. Okay, I got to give you a comment, Danny.
Okay, who is that?
This is Jay Bonifacio.
Hey!
What's going on? Okay, I got to let you guys know, you know, I trained with Danny 10 years ago. First steps, I was probably 19 years old. She, like, messed up my college mentality, man. So anyway, when I go to the city, and I'll make it real quick, but this can happen anywhere. I got dropped off in a third world country in the Philippines, okay? I was divorced, broke, busted, and disgusted. This was 2 years ago.
I could arrange.
Anyway, I went to the Philippines. We started with 15 people. This guy opened up a company, and we took it to 250 people in less than a year. We brought in revenues of $80,000 a month, and it was based on this training, and it's still going on right now as we speak. Mm-hmm. It took the stock from 30 cents to $1.10 in less than a year and a half, and the foundation is what Danny teaches. That's what this company was built on.
Wow. Thank you, Jay. I'm from the Philippines. So hold on, everybody. Okay. Man, you guys, I'm just blown away. I'm really blown away. And Carolyn, I can't wait to meet you. Please come up to me. I want to shake your hand and give you a hug. I can't wait to meet you. And I believe you said that your spouse is coming. And welcome to the new business. And Robert, thanks for your comments. Jay, thank you. And also Saul. Guys, this is what I want to encourage you to do. hopefully tonight gave you just one nugget that could help you in your business, you know, whether it motivated you, which is, I'm not a motivational speaker by any means. I'm a person that believes in true freedom, and I believe that the truth will set you free. When you realize the truth about your life, the truth about your business, the truth about your excuses, then you can be released into freedom, and you're liberated, and therefore you are self-motivated, not motivated by me, but self-motivated, and motivation that comes within that says, I have to do this. And so it's not an accident that you're on this call. That's the absolute bottom line. And I believe that this is a divine appointment, and I believe that you have a desire to, and I believe that you'll get more as long as you walk towards more. And I believe that if you persist, that the thing that you set out to do, you will see come to pass. And so let me just give you this one last bit of advice. Many of you I know are planning on coming to Dallas, Texas. Do not come alone. If you truly want to have an explosion in your business, but don't just come alone to this training seminar. Carolyn, for example, for you, you need to get out there and find, whether it's your mother, your brother, your aunt, your niece, or whatever, don't go alone. Bring people with you, and here's why. You will watch your business start to explode, and it happens every single time somebody brings people with them. You will have been in direct touch with touching their lives in a very powerful way, as well as jump-starting your business and magnifying the profits immediately. And so do this. Listen to me. Bring to that event. If you're coming, if you're not coming, don't worry about it. Forget about what I'm saying. But if you are coming, get people to come with you. If you're going to be on my call next Monday night, get people to get on that call with you. You never want to be on this call by yourself. You always want to have somebody else on the call with you. Why? Because you are starting to enhance your business to a whole nother level, and then eventually you will see magnifying profits coming into your business and into your sales force, into your people's business, because that's what this is about. It's helping other people to succeed. So other than that, good luck to you guys. God bless you. Thank you so much for your time. I'm opening up the line so everyone could say good night and God bless.
Good night and God bless.
Good night.
Danny. Hello?
Yes, Mary?